Blog Talk Radio.
And now for something completely different.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Dear darling, in a day or two, I'm gonna send a little package to you. I'm gonna wrap it with my heart, 'cause it was yours right from the start. I'm gonna send my love to you, please handle with care. I'm gonna tie it with a ring, and then you know that it's the real thing. I'm gonna stamp it with a kiss, I got a feeling I just can't miss. I'm gonna send my love to you, please handle with care. Oh, I could have told you on the phone the way I felt when we first met, but this way when you're alone, my love, my heart, my ring and my kiss will make you remember not to forget. You just wait for the postman, dear, he's gonna come and you can have no fear. And at your door, he's gonna stop, you get something that'll weigh a lot. I'm gonna send my love to you, please handle with care.
Our theme. Gumby, welcome, awesome hour. Got a great weekend. We had is full of promise. Mine was full of flu. First time I've been sick in recent memory. Sucks. But hopefully yours was cool and your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possumar set you on that path. This is day 1032 of the dumbest reality show I've ever seen. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Corbett Monica support hose and Joey Bishop cufflink caddies. We at Possumar thank them again for their patronage. There's a hidden meaning. The writing for tonight's episode is provided by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment Mondays. It's us, Possum Hour. I spilled a beer on my phone last night, so I hope my sound is 5x5. Just a natty. During the week, clobbering time. And on the weekends, football clobbering time. He's clobbering left and right these days. Man, he's on a tear. Jimmy Stewart tonight in that movie, Bending the River. Sweet. And then there's Friday Night Possum. If the planets align. So, let's see. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First, a word from our sponsor.
Extra value is what you get when you buy Coronet. When you buy bath tissue, look for this money-saving Coronet 8-pack. What a value. Coronet bath tissue is soft, high-quality 2-ply tissue and comes in pretty prints on white or colored. You get quality and economy. That's why this Coronet bath tissue 8-pack is America's bestseller. So always buy Coronet paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Extra value is what you get when you buy Coronet.
And there's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
Well, this here's Jim Bob. I can't come to the phone right now. I'm probably out there noodling for kitfish or stacking up them tires that have been sitting in the front yard or passed out on the porch, one of those. Well, anywho, go ahead and leave me a message at the top of the beer can.
Fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you. Stephen Walsh is going to take those perps and shove them right up my ass with all my guys in Florida that I just talked into bringing in a fucking load of shingles, you cocksucking motherfucking piece of shit. David, if I see you, I will kill your fucking ass. I will shoot your fucking ass. You are the dumbest motherfucker. I'm going to call every one of your fucking accounts and start offering them fucking brokered stock right up your fucking butt, you stupid cocksucker. You and me are no longer fucking friends. I will fucking kick your ass next time I see you. I'm not kidding you, David. I will punch your fucking face in. You may kill me, but I tell you what. I'm going to go down fighting hard. You are the dirtiest, rottenest, stupidest motherfucker I've ever seen. How would you like to have Allied and Bradco 5 fucking yards brought in loads of shingles in the last fucking 30 days at my request? Now Steven's going to offer them for 10 bucks a square less. You are the dumbest fuck ever. And so help me God, I will fuck you too.
.com.
We have Asian fantasy.
Boner hose.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that one.
You possum push. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
And with nobody tuning in, welcome, Professor.
Sounds like people are here.
Yeah. Pretty good for like no dude, man.
Kumquats!
Except for the kumquats.
Boner
hose. Yeah, man. I'm sick for the first time in like years.
I am? Sorry to hear that.
Man, I got the flu. And it's like a weird flu because there's like no head cold or anything. Just the achy part. Just the aches.
Okay. It could be old age.
It's flu. My kid had it. Oh, we've got an audience already.
Oh, okay. Can you see that?
Oh, boy. So I go over, I get this fast cold and flu relief. You know. And I don't, you know, I can't read boxes until I get home and get my magnifier out. I get home.
Uh-huh.
Basically what I bought was some acetaminophen, which I've got a whole fucking bottle of that shit.
There you go.
Hey, you bastards.
Drink that down?
It's a nice gel cap. What's that?
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you drank it down.
It's a gel cap, so it's pretty fast acting, which is nice. I like the gel caps when you don't want to wait around for that shit. You know?
You got to pop a couple of those in and then wrap yourself up in a quilt. Just sweat the demons out of you, man. That's how that's done.
Yep. That's the plan for tomorrow, and then because I got a gig Wednesday, which sucks. Don't you balls? But...
Every now and again, you're gurgly, man. The natty's might have done something.
Oh,
for
really?
The most part, you
sound
fine.
Huh? Well, I'll try to speak up clearly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I spilled a beer on the phone last night, Cake. Sorry.
Occupational hazard.
Hey, man, if there's one thing I've learned through all this Ukrainian stuff.
Yeah.
It's not pronounced Kiev, it's pronounced Kiev. Did you know that?
Oh. No, I did not know that. I thought it was Kiev. I did not know that. Okay.
Kiev. How's that weird is that, man? Kiev sounds better.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Sounds more like a word.
Yeah, because they had the phone call with Bobo, and he says, yeah, Bobo, I'm in Kiev. And he goes, are you in Ukraine? He says, yeah, I'm in Kiev. Oh, okay. He didn't know. He's a dummy.
He is.
Oh, the beauty of, that's the What About Possum Hour, man. Because I when I was at Rookstock, man, everybody's a Trumper, man. It was flipping me out.
Yeah.
Like all these people I like, man. And they're all
Trumping out. I know, man. That's a tough part of this whole thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm cool with it, you know.
Members. I got family members.
Yeah.
My
sister, she's queued up. She's got the queue going.
Oh,
yikes.
Man.
Crazy con.
Uh-huh.
So,
Oh, you got a rival.
But, nobody will defend him directly. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah.
You get around to it, and they get a they glaze over, and they say something about Hillary or Obama.
You read now where they want Hillary to run in 2020. They're begging her. I mean, you're making Hillary out to be a saint because of how much Bobo's a dick. She's still wrong for the fucking job.
Somebody said maybe she's just trolling us, man. You know, saying that.
Get her the fuck out.
I can't imagine who's begging her to run, honest to God.
Yeah,
unless it's Bill. You know, Bill might be like, yeah, run. Get out of the house. I got some trim in the car. You know.
They're making her out to be a fucking saint.
Yeah.
They're
freaking out.
Yeah.
And this is just my opinion, my paranoid opinion. But I think Bernie Sanders is scaring the fucking pants off of everybody. Okay. The networks won't say he's winning. They'll go, well, and all these other people are great, and then, oh, then Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
And then, so to prove what a dildo he is, Joe Biden, the front runner, in air quotes, comes out and says, oh, yeah, we're not going to legalize marijuana until we figure out if it's a gateway drug or not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See that?
Like, Joe, that's a fucking winning strategy there, pal.
Uh-huh. There you go. He's just touchy-feely. First he's touchy-feely, then he's saying that marijuana's a no-no. That's it. Bye-bye, Joe. Bye-bye, Joe.
You know what Bernie says? Day one, we're legalizing marijuana. Because he's the man. He's the fucking man, I'm telling you, man.
Bernie is the man.
Oh, I love him. So, yeah, pot's a gateway drug, man. I'm fucked, I'll tell you what. To be honest, I'd probably start doing meth tomorrow at this rate. I'd have to catch up.
I happen to be on Thursday. I'm going to ask her for that marijuana card, because I'm trying to get my eye pressure down to 12. It's been stuck at 17. He wanted me to drive two hours away to get a laser done. I said, fuck that, man. I ain't doing that. I'm blind in one eye. You want me to drive 2 hours to a fucking town? I have no idea where the hell I'm going.
Right.
So I'm going to say, give me the fucking
card. You can't get somebody to drive you, for you.
Fuck that.
Get you out there. Oh, man. Boom, 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 boom.
I can't get the cataracts until this goes down.
Yeah, right. That sucks, man.
It does suck. I'm fucking blind over here.
I'm blind over here.
I'm blind over here.
Yeah. Well, I got a box of acetaminophen if that'll help. Gelcaps. There's a little bit of a cough. Not a lot of expectoration on this sickness. It's, man, it's just the aches. I wake up and I'm like, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what really was working good was you had a couple of scotches there. That was.
Yeah. All right. See that?
I took the aches and pains away. All right. Prattling on and on. So that's what I did. I had a weekend off. I spent it going, laying in bed with the dog. Dog loved it. He loves to lay in. I mean, that's his dream day. Hey, he's laying in bed all day, man. Chief.
He's taking care of you.
He's taking care of you, bastard. All righty. Well, I thought about something to blow up. I had my list, and I got some goodies on here. There's another Taylor Swift that's on the on-deck circle.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got a country, Rodney Atkins, by him. Timber, I think we did that one. Jess Glynn, that's coming up. How about Eye of the Tiger by Survivor? Doesn't that really suck?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, because it reminds me of that dopey fucking Rocky movie that Philadelphia's always associated with. Fucking blow it up. Fuck Rocky.
All right, I was on the fence on that one. Okay, we're gonna blow that up.
Blow it up.
I did it this morning. I was like, I'm achy. I'm not feeling so good. So I needed an easy target. I needed a big, fat, juicy, easy target that I couldn't miss.
And that's it. Yeah.
So, no. Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond.
We blew up the brothers, and now this one is just for Donny.
Blow his purple socks the fuck off.
Hey, you know who did this? Is Go Away Little Girl. You know who originally did this?
Who?
Steve Lawrence. What's that about?
That was the original Steve Lawrence, yeah?
Yeah. Go away, little girl. The fuck was that, man? Good riddance, the bad covers.
Yes.
Donny. Your purple socks, Osmond.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still like to do Marie. I know.
She had a chance of skillet face. She looks like she was hitting a
skillet.
Face
I knew you were going to say she had a skillet face. Get away from me with the skillet.
Don't it look like that? Like a cartoon.
I think she.
I had a face for her back in the day, but looking at her now, like, what the hell was I thinking?
She just lost 50 pounds on a whatever the fucking diet was there, man.
Well, she should fatten up that face. Hit right in the face with a pan. Like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
It was like that guy in Blackula. Brother, his name was Skillethead. Skillethead. Skillethead.
Vegetable.
Skillet face, skillet head, and Donny Osmond's purple socks. Let's blow it up.
We'll be right back.
Billy 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 Billy.
Yeah, good stuff. Good
Blue.
Stuff.
Okay, Ted's ready. You ready, Teddy?
Ted.
The Possum Lounge, Ted.
Uh-huh.
You ready, silly boy? It's not a very long list, so you only have to, like, bark twice. Are you ready? Hey, come on over here. Come over here. Come on, take your position. That's it. Okay. Now, turn around, stare at me, and then I'll say, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake's here. That's it.
There you go.
That's
there
it.
You go.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it. It's hard to, I mean, like, it's hard to get him to not bark is the thing. That's the trick.
It's in him. It's in his
you know.
DNA.
He says, you got that right, Jacques. All right. And there's R.J. Gumby. R.J. Gumby.
All right, Ted.
Professor? R.J. Gumby.
All right.
You know what? It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Ted already said that.
He said, that's what he just said.
Yep.
Well, did I mention that he's the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking? R.J. Gumby?
There it is.
There it is. See? Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Well, that was thrilling.
Uh-huh.
Once again, ladies and germs. Well, where's my cue, man? Jeez. I'm sick, man. I have an excuse.
Sicky boy. Sicky boy. Sicky
my
boy.
My fucking ass the beaver, man. All I got is...
That's our Hitler!
Oh, yeah. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
As the Beaver.
We're here at our nation's capital, where the impeachment hearings have already begun. Chairman Schiff, you're about to call your first witness. What do you want America to do?
Won't you listen to what the man says?
One of your witnesses today seems to have directly implicated President Trump in the quid pro quo. What did you think of that?
Baby, what a big surprise.
We're speaking now with White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Mr. Mulvaney, you have refused all subpoenas. What would it take to get you to testify?
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
We've spotted Vice President Pence. Mr. Vice President, why were you not at today's hearings? We understand Republicans have all been trying to out the whistleblower. What have you been saying to each other?
Who can it be now?
We're back with Adam Schiff. Sir, when it is time for the Republicans to cross-examine, what do you say?
Send in the clown.
Sir, the Republicans are trying to out the whistleblower. What do you think of that? Joining us is President Trump. Sir, why did you have an affair with Stormy Daniels?
I was tired of my lady.
What did you say when they booed at you at the World Series? When you were on the phone with the Ukrainian president and he begged for military assistance, what did you say to him?
Don't you understand? It's not my problem.
And now Attorney General Bill Barr. You have been trying to undermine the Mueller investigation. Where has it taken you?
I've been all around this great big world.
Back with Adam Schiff. How would you describe your Republican colleagues when they did their cross-examination? Where do you think the impeachment hearings are going to take the country?
To the left.
We heard the impeachment trial in the Senate may take place as soon as Christmas. What do you think of that?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And that's our report from Capitol Hill. Back to you.
I think he's Junior.
No. There's a new game in town.
Okay.
The hell is this cat's name? Rocky Mountain Mike. Boy, he really captured the Dickie aura.
Yes, he did.
You know, man, that was beautiful. I thought it was well done.
Oh yeah. It was better than Dickie once. Dickie once never made any sense.
No, he just tried to match up lyrics with things. But that was pretty humorous. We'll give that the possum seal of approval.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
Rocky Mountain
Oysters.
There you
Rocky
go.
Mountain Rocky Oysters. Mountain Oysters.
Bah humbug is what I think of Christmas, says Dr. Cake. Well,
I agree
you're in the right
that.
Place. Because yeah. The war on Christmas continues. At least one more
Christmas.
Year. You're on here on Possum Hour.
Fuck Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we're blowing it the fuck up left and right. Maybe we'll start at Thanksgiving, man. You know?
Yeah, okay.
My Thanksgiving's starting to flesh out. Yeah, I get to watch my kid's dog. Oh boy, that's a big honor.
He goes
to New York and eats steaks and stuff, you know. I'll be petting a dog.
Are you gonna be jealous? You gonna have that other dog smell on you?
No. They Ted totally cool with other dogs.
Oh, okay.
He don't like cats, but. Yes, I'll be petting it. Oh, and then Bogey's going to bring down some pulled pork. Yeehaw!
All right. I like pulled pork. That's good stuff.
We'll do some skittling.
Right.
And we're going to put some new locks on Gigantor's. Put some new locks on Gigantor's house.
Okay.
He lost his keys.
Keeping someone out?
Well, he lost his keys. I mean, back home, we never locked our doors. I never had a key to my house growing up.
No shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was.
Yeah.
And still is, really. I don't think Rookie locks his door, really. But anyway, he was leaving his door unlocked, and I kept saying, you know, Bub, this ain't Ross Straver Township. From Ohio, you know, it's a nice place, but you don't want to push your luck. Yeah, it turned out he lost his keys. So.
You ever watch City Confidential on A&E?
Don't think so. City Confidential?
Yeah, it's kind of like American Justice, you know, where they have like three... quick documentaries in an hour about crimes committed, you know, and everything. Yeah.
Sure.
Every one of those fucking episodes, there's a neighbor, you know, talking to the camera like you were doing about your neighbors. and they always open up with, this is such a nice neighborhood. We never lock our doors.
Dude.
Keep that in mind, kids. Always lock your fucking doors, no matter how sweet the neighborhood is.
What was that one guy, Richard Ramirez? And like he'd pick his victims, he'd go by and he'd like, if the door's unlocked,
yeah.
Your number's up, pal.
Yeah. He was
That's
the
all
nice
it took. An unlocked Yeah. You leave the back door unlocked? Yeah, come in and kill you.
Yeah.
The fuck
and
out
you
of
gotta
here.
Figure these people are gonna hit the nice neighborhood.
Sure, that's the thing. My neighborhood is decent, but it's not like you know, rich. So I, you know, they kind of go to the one next door, Bexley, where the, you know, they got more scratch to steal.
Yeah. Well, still.
But, yeah, poor Gigantor got his flat screen ripped off.
Someone broke in?
Yeah, well, they didn't break in. They just walked in.
Walked in.
I said, dude. I said, I don't know my way around a tool belt, but I changed the locks on this joint, man. That was the first thing I did. Fuck, man. Security. Whatever security, man. This is even worse than having your TV taken.
It's just having a stranger in your fucking house. I mean, it's just the idea of someone in your house.
Well, I think he knew the person, too.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He entertained some women of ill repute there on the.
That'll do it.
And they never bring them back to the crib, man. I keep telling them, don't bring them back to the crib, dude. You know. In the village.
Well.
Got a heart of gold, though.
Oh, yeah.
And now he knows what quid pro quo means. And.
There you go.
I'll hip him to that Kiev thing, too. So, it sounded real smart. Went to Kiev.
The Kiev.
Oh, Kiev. Oh, man.
Still like Kiev.
So I was almost going to bail on the show tonight, but I figured, well, I'll be up, and if I can piece together semblance of a program by noon so I can go back to bed, then we'll go.
Are you doing all right? You're doing all right.
So far, so good.
On your desk, you're doing a damn good job.
We got Biden's pot theory. Man.
Gateway drug.
Yeah. So anyway, that clears up the Hillary thing. They just really want to. They scared as fuck of Bernie, man. They had Massachusetts mayor, black guy. He entered the race. New York City. Ex-mayor, billionaire, fucking dude entered the race. Jeez, man. They really don't want Bernie. You ain't going to beat him, man. Sorry. It's all over.
Enough with the billionaires fucking running the country. You know they're...
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
You got to love that, Elizabeth Warren, and she said, well, I'll pay for it with wealth tax. There's fucking billionaires on CNN crying. Oh, you poor thing. Go fuck yourself, man.
Thoughts and prayers.
He's shithead. How dare he, man? You know?
Yep.
There's fucking people living in the streets, you know? And you're crying over a wealth tax. God. They should bring back that thing in the square with the pillory. You know, you tied a guy to the thing. And put his hands in the thing. And then people, kick him in the ass and shit as they go past. That guy deserves that. The pillory.
Yeah, rip down his drawers and kick him in the ass.
Just a kick in the butt is fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to see no
flesh.
Some
tomatoes at the face. That's what they used to do.
Tomatoes at the face. Mall for tomatoes in the face. Tomatoes in the ass is even funnier.
Banana.
But no, watermelons or anything that might knock him out. Nice, really, really ripe tomatoes, so they don't hurt too bad. I don't want to hurt the guy. I just want to humiliate him and return the disgust that I have. Definitely no pineapples.
Yeah, scratch your old face. That's no good.
And when you kick him in the ass, don't kick too hard. It's just a symbolic kick in the ass.
You're a kind person.
I am a kind person, but I'm also a vengeful kind person. So, you have to deal with all those aspects of my cunning and wiles. I'm going to plan a trip to Kiev.
just because you know how to say it.
That thing's in Kiev. Kiev. What a weird fucking thing, man. Kiev. Hey, where you going? I'm going to Kiev.
I'm never used to that.
Yeah. It's always going to be Kiev for Minsk from Pinsk, you know. Can't have well. Kiev. You have... So what else we do on Possum Hour? I guess,
what do we do here on the show?
Three minutes? Time?
Yeah, three
a little
minutes.
Early.
Three
but
minutes
what the fuck,
time.
Man?
What, you got a quickie?
We can weed it. Ooh, quickie.
You got a lead-off quickie?
See. I had a Art Paul, but I didn't upload it. Sorry, Cake. Hate to disappoint you. But I do have a quickie.
All right.
Dadgum. Well, I have a quickie. Well, there's all these quickies. We played those quickies. I mean, a quickie we've never heard. Bless my soul. There certainly are a lot of files on this fucking thing. Here's one.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
All right. It's not real quick, but here's a quickie.
Okay.
They say that 3% of people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3%, and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think for 3%, 100% of the time. They say 60% of all the world's statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're even accurate statistics or not. I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I'll need another double shot of some 9 to prove I got too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, lose too much. College is a bunch of bullshit you're not going to need. 83.4% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed, because you know 90% of this world's population will link your possessions to your success, even though 97% of the wealthiest 1% of this population drinks to an alarming extent. More money, more stress, I guess, they say. Too much to think about. About 20 miles to the bank that he robbed. There's this little bank not so far from here that I've been watching now for a while. Seems like lately all I can think about is how bad I want to go out and die. Too much to think about.
Came with all the applause and everything, man.
So much to think about. A lot of percentages.
Stats, man.
I like it.
I'll tell you
what,
baseball's getting out of hand. Baseball's getting out of hand. With the stats.
With the stats,
Jimmy Jickers. Holy Magoo. You don't know what you're talking about anymore. You know, they remember they had the pitcher, what's his ERA, his earned run average?
Yep.
Meaningless stat. Have other Pythagorean theorems and all this crap to figure out how good a pitcher is. It's really weird. Way too much. I don't understand.
People memorize that shit. Fanatics memorize that shit.
Well, I do know that Roberto Clemente had a lifetime 311 average.
There you go.
Willie Stargell's was a 284, I believe. 450 home runs. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, I never memorized. I wasn't good at that, man. Too much other stuff in my brain. Cluttered up with useless facts and figures. Yeah.
I got that same problem.
I'm watching TV. You know how I had that theory of the blow-up things that are in drug commercials, songs that are in drug commercials?
Yeah.
Fuck, come out with the Jackson 5 ABC, which is kind of a good song, man.
Uh-huh.
But I might have to blow it up, man, if I hear that again.
They're
not singing ABC. They changed all the words, but still. It's like, not cool. I bet you that's good money. Sell your song to the drug company.
Oh, yeah. There's money to be made there.
Yeah. That's dope. That's another reason they don't like Bernie, man.
Oh, yeah. You
know, all them insurance goons, they're out of a job. There's plenty of jobs for insurance goons, though, man. I'm not worried about them.
I'm not worried either. We'll get by.
There's always going to be auto insurance. There's always going to be auto insurance, life insurance. You know, just get the fuck out of health insurance, man. You're not wanted anymore. Be gone.
Nope.
Somebody will drop a house on you. That's what I'm saying. Bernie will drop a house on him.
I have life insurance. You don't have life insurance either, right?
Oh, dear Lord, no.
No. Cremation, that's it. Throw me the drink, that's it, over.
Yeah, I'm going to get some, like, industrial strength hefty bags. Stick them in a cupboard.
There you go.
And when the time comes, you know.
Take me out to the curb.
You know what to do. Put me on the curb. Put cake.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
What's up, Ted?
What is it?
I thought the Ted show was over, Ted. Apparently not.
Never over, right. You say. Never over.
All righty then. Well, in that case, prepare thyself.
All right.
Once again, this isn't really, I didn't know what to do for tonight's 3 minutes.
Goodbye.
Could have had 3 minutes of Ted barking, and it would be 3 minutes, you know?
Jingle bells. He could have sparked jingle bells.
I have no idea why this jumped in the boat. I know what it was. It was a very proud day in our country's history. The Russians raised their flag on our military base in Syria. Long may she wave. Salute. In honor of such an auspicious handing over of world leadership, how about 3 minutes? You'll never get back.
All right.
The subject of tonight's 3 minutes you'll never get back is this guy. He's a very interesting guy. They say he's one of the richest guys in the world, man. Yeah. And his name's Putin.
Putin?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I know the guy.
Randy Newman. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Fella, he ain't nothing like a regular fella. the Putin girl. Putin hates the Putin girl. Because he hates vulgarity. He loves his mother country. And he loves his family. He and his ex-wife, Lynn Miller, ride along the shore of the beautiful new Russian Black Sea. Let's listen in. A great man is speaking. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks or the Turks would start to sniff around. Well, I'd bring the hammer down. So quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head, woolly head, woolly head. Oh, wait a minute. Even better. What if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and wait. Kurds and wait. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, and France. Sometimes a leader towers over his country. One shot at glory, they don't get a second chance. Drag these peasants, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it. Must have been dreaming. Chicken farmers and fire trucks don't be the death of me. I can't do it.
Sure you can.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
What makes you say that, girl?
Yeah.
That's a good one, lady. Stop trying to sit in the comfy chair.
You're the man gonna get us there.
I don't know. Lenin couldn't do it. I don't know. Stalin couldn't do it. Now they couldn't do it. Why do you think I can?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
Beauty. Where is he, man?
Oops,
where is he, man? There he is.
McDonald's French fries.
Indeed.
Oh. He says that with such resonance.
He does. That he does.
Put the echo on. Dude, helps. All right. Did you see? Okay, this was the one last Bobo thing I had. They're now using a Simpsons defense. the Republicans to defend him. Because remember when Sideshow Bob's sitting in jail and he goes, after all, what is attempted murder after all? What's attempted bribery?
Come on. Was that the Kennedy episode? Because that was funny as hell.
I can't remember.
Say chowder. Say chowder. Go ahead, say chowder.
Chowder.
I'm laughing at him.
Oh, we got a dirty. Here's a dirty.
We like tidy. Bring on the tidy.
Right. Dude, I hope we haven't done this. It's getting any more that I think every song I play, we've played before. And everything, you know.
I'm getting there, too.
All right, so forgive me if I'm chewing my cabbage.
Every time I send you one, I keep waiting to hear you to respond. We played this.
Hell, I don't even know anymore. All right, there's a couple who claim they were kicked off of a cruise ship over their rowdy lovemaking, and they're now suing the cruise line.
And we did that last week.
Okay, we did do that.
That's the Germans.
The German sex that led to the German
sex.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. See, curse me for a novice. So I was. My suspicion was right. I'm cleaning out my. Okay. This is pretty good. You might have heard this one. Where was this? Evans, Louisiana. Authorities in Louisiana say a woman who worked at a medical clinic has been arrested for selling fake doctor's excuses to high school students so they can get out of class.
Hey, there's money to be made there.
Oh, man, you're getting $20 a crack for these things. Hilarious, man.
Yeah. Shit.
She's wearing an orange uniform now, though. 52-year-old Belinda Gale Fondren. Charged with filing or maintaining false public records. Yeah, I guess that you can. You're talking medical records.
That's a fine. Give her a fucking fine.
That's funny.
Oh.
That's funny.
That is.
$20 a crack. Oh, here we go. The sheriff said two students at Evans High School received excuses on 14 occasions. Nice. Yeah. Rich kids. Afford to go to school, $20 a pop.
I couldn't afford that, man. That's beer money.
Dude.
When I was 14 years old, man, what the fuck? Yeah.
It was damn near a lid.
All
right. Okay, so we got the excuses. Pardon my cough, but I've got the damn flu, and it's not my fault.
Flu bad. Get your shot.
Well, not to belabor the bobo, but that was, man, it, what happened to Newsweek? They kind of switched into being like a People Magazine type level of journalism, I think.
Really? You play live celebrity shit?
Well, no, just, you know, not as... They seemed kind of serious back in the old days. Time and Newsweek, sort of the... Well, they're just kind of getting a attitude there about them. They said that... they think that Bobo checked into the hospital yesterday for a couple hours, and they're saying... They're predicting that he's going to resign because of health problems before the impeachment goes down.
All right. That's what that was all about.
That was building up to that. So we might have President Q-Tip there coming up.
President Clutch Cargo.
Jeez. Yeah. That guy's got to have a lot of bad plans, you know?
Oh, you got that right.
At least Bobo's so stuck on himself, he doesn't really do much harm. Except, you know, like letting the Russians fucking rule the world now. Man, that's got to be a tough one to get over, too, now. Like, Putin. Putin's running the world now, you know.
Oh, in charge.
We're done. Yeah. We're not the leader anymore.
They're thinking of handing him the keys. $20 bill.
Yeah, they should. They should. Yeah, I mean, get a doctor's excuse and get the fuck out of here. This is weird. Did you see this? Three Indiana judges were suspended after a White Castle brawl that left two of them wounded. Judges.
Wow.
These are judges.
Judges having a fight at White Castle. What are they doing at White Castle in the first place?
Fucking you know
judges.
What they're doing at White Castle at 3 a.m. They've been out drinking.
They got the munchies.
They said
it's like that
apparently
movie.
It started at 3 a.m. One of the judges, Sabrina Bell, raised the middle finger at two men yelling from a passing SUV and ended after one of those two men, one of the men shot two of the judges. Oh, my God, there was a shooting. Wow.
From a brawl to a shooting.
Yeah, I guess the judges were all out for a binge and,
they were smoking.
Started shooting. It's all funny games until people start shooting. Yeah.
One of the fucking sliders.
Oh, man. Nothing like a jalapeno slider after you've been pounding some brewskis, I'll tell you what.
There you go.
That's a man's drunken meal.
I used to go to Taco Bell after getting a good load on.
Taco Bell's good, too. Taco, I gotta go. Yeah,
I get a dozen. Dozen tacos.
I know. You just pound them in there, man. It's beauty. But they don't have the salsa verde anymore, man. And I really like to say salsa verde, you know, when I order my.
The hell
shit.
Is that?
That was the green stuff, the green hot sauce.
Oh, okay. Ah,
verde's green and
so nice.
In Spain, Hispanol. And they used to have salsa verde, so I'd always, do you want hot or mild? I'd like salsa verde. Made me feel important. They took that away from me. They took that away from
me. You can have it in Kiev. You can have it in Kiev.
In Kiev. I'm going to eat my salsa verde in Kiev.
Why where's your adios? You can't say a D.
Yeah, my adios. That's right.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
See that?
And if you just tuned in for the first time, you have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
It's your prerogative. You can say that correctly now, so we should start that.
What?
Prerogative.
Prerogative?
People say... Yeah, prerogative. That's the correct word.
No. Where'd you get that?
It is. We've been mispronouncing it for ages. It's
I guess you're right. Prerogative.
Yeah. Prerogative. Not prerogative. Prerogative.
Prerogative.
We've been mispronouncing that for ages.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
Yeah.
They have a... Oh, here we go.
You say that now, people are going to think you're an idiot.
Here we go.
Prerogative. Prerogative.
It still sounds like prerogative.
Prerogative.
That lady does not lie.
Well, there you go.
Prerogative.
She's got a speech defect.
Now, here's a story from Hurricane Dorian. Three cows were swept off the coast. The coast of where?
Where?
They managed to miraculously survive in a manner perfect for a bovine-centered reboot of Gilligan's Island. The cows in question were part of a wild herd of 20 cows that roamed private island on Cedar Island, North Carolina. When Dorian hit the area... A lot of the wildlife swept off the island, including 28 horses. A trio of cows were among those presumed dead until recently when they were discovered living in the Cape Lookout National Seashore Park on the Outer Banks.
Holy shit.
It's probably make a good Disney movie.
Yeah.
The Jeez, cows flying around and they end up on a desert island. I think one of them's
Carnado.
A movie star.
Calnado.
Yeah. Millionaire cow. Cool, man. The park staff noticed the first cow about a month after the storm, and then here they are, the castaway cows. They managed to swim 5 miles to a barrier island, where they survived by grazing off the land. Wow, that's a
cow
long
swimming?
5 miles.
I think that's the news itself. Cow swimming.
Yeah. Oh, check this out. So Bogey sends me this picture. Bogey sends me this picture of the front of his truck tonight. And he's got this heavy-duty Ford. You know, it's like back when they built stuff out of metal, you know?
Not a Woody. You talked him out of buying a Woody, huh?
No, that was Mr. Science. That was Mr. Science.
Oh,
I'm thinking of the,
it was Bogey.
Yeah, Nerdmobile. But no, he sends me his picture of his old Ford truck. It's the big bad bastard truck, and the big motherfucking front bumper is dented, man. I mean, like pow, kapow, right?
Wonder what it hit.
What the fuck, man? What'd you hit? He goes, a cow.
Oh,
fucking hit a cow. Because he lives up there in the, you know, in the boonies.
Yeah.
And
a cow made that dent. Shit.
A cow fucking like creased his fucking fender bad. I'm like, Jesus Christ, would he be like eating hamburger now? He goes, he fucking he knocked him down. The cow got up and walked away.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of his truck. God, the cows are bastards, man.
Yeah. Cow got up, apologized, and walked away.
He's like, hey, you know, the cow was kind of miffed, I think. He's like, hey, watch it there.
I'm walking
over
here.
Get out of here with that. Walking over here. Chewing my cut over here.
Ratso cow.
But I'm like, man, he has a little Saturn Ion. I'm like, man, if you'd been in the Ion, you'd have been fucking crushed. You know? You'd have been flattened. My God. Let that be a lesson to everybody. Be careful, man. Don't hit no cow.
No, avoid the cows.
Yeah, it'll crush you.
We got a new new possum in the lounge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we didn't say Terry Diddy's.
Terry Diddy. Hello, Terry Diddy.
Welcome. Terry Diddy's. Welcome to the show. All right, now, so we've got the castaway cows. Don't hit a cow.
Don't hit a cow.
Don't hit cows. Okay, we'll end with that terrible, 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 terrible story.
Okay.
So I've got the flu, right?
Yep.
We've established that. Well, it could be worse. You want to hear how?
Well, I definitely want to hear how. How could that be worse?
Oh, wait, this isn't it. This isn't it. Oh, it's on my gym crack then. Hang on. He's going to the gym crack, ladies and gentlemen.
The beer-saturated gym crack.
No. It's my real phone that got beer saturated.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I take care of the gym crack, man. Things are expensive. What the fuck? Okay.
Thank you
for listening to my burp. Pardon me?
You lost it?
Yeah, I know. I'll get it. It's got to be... Okay, no. There it is. Okay.
This is it.
He sends me links all day, so I got to pick through them. A man fights for his life after a parasite swims up his penis and lays eggs in his body. Yeah, man.
Swims up his fucking penis.
Yeah. Not cool. Not fucking cool.
Oh.
Doing a trip of a lifetime with friends. Yeah, it was a trip of a lifetime.
You got that itty bitty hole. The parasites sprung right up there.
Well, you know. They know what them parasites know what they like.
Oh Christ.
Well,
I'm in fetal position now. I'm in a fucking fetal position with that story.
He took a dip in Lake Malawi. In southeastern Africa. I think they get some cool fish. What? They taking a dip. No, I don't think so. Because he got a dude with him here in the canoe. But they didn't say. But yeah, that's a
parasite, man. Oh.
Yeah.
And laid eggs. Laid eggs in his willy. Oh.
Laid eggs in his body. It attacked his
attached
his spine.
Fight?
Oh yeah, this is the real deal, man. You go to these fucking South American, African shit. They got stuff down there in those lakes and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what.
It's skinny dipping in the fucking Amazon.
Jeez.
Not a good idea.
The infection known as bilharzia. He had toilet and digestion problems, extreme acne. Had to use a catheter. Okay, catheter.
That is a bad word.
Enough said.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm dying over here.
Let's see. The whole thing's up here. All right, let's get rid of this. Terry Diddy's has a question for us, okay?
All right, bring her on.
And Terry Diddy's wants to ask us this question. So
the unisex name. I don't know.
Could be Derry Titties. I don't know. You never know. Okay.
Terrence or Teresa?
So.
Bring her on.
Without any further ado. Well, actually, a little bit of ado.
Yeah. We got a few dos.
And here we go. Okay, area code 858. I believe this is Terry Diddy's.
That it is.
Hey,
wow. Welcome to the man. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, my damn dog just farted. Wow.
Anyway,
this is for you. Okay, this is for you. Okay, go right ahead then. What is your question?
Fantastic. Yeah, hey, question. I'm especially right now in the political arena, there's a lot of people. I had a gentleman that was just at our house working on our internet, was giving us crap, and the guy seemed to be a very nice guy, very cordial and whatnot, all the way up until he asked me for my password on for my Wi-Fi. It happened to be, I love Donald Trump.
He wasn't down with that, huh?
His head, and this is not a joke. His head almost exploded. Like he couldn't believe it. I live in California, and he couldn't hold it together. Like he's like he just kind of walked away and left his partner in there. And I was like, wow, he was quite emotional.
Oh,
and I wanted to get you guys' take on kind of the political view, spectrum right now.
Uh-huh.
And what your guys' thoughts are.
Well, there's no love.
You
got to
keep perspective,
here,
man.
But, that's a good story,
absolutely.
Though.
I'm not all about just one side or the other. I'm just about what's working is working, what's right is right. Yeah, I'm not big on everything Trump does. Not at all. Not at all. But I'm also not big on what a lot of people do.
Well, to your particular anecdote, my opinion would be definitely a wrong move because, I deal with the public all the time and people with extreme opposite views of my own. And I don't, I just play along, man, because I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
I'm not there to be political. I'm there to make some coins.
Same thing as a cigar shop.
Yeah.
I just
you ride
along
lock,
with the
you know.
Customers. Yeah. So that's your job.
It's your job, man. The guy was definitely out of bounds to walk on.
Well, even just if let's just pretend that he wasn't even an employee. employee of a business and just us in passing. Let's just say we're sitting at a coffee shop and for some reason that comes up, for some random reason, not that I would ever talk about politics, religion, or sexuality,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the way he acted was, I found to be so funny. It's like so emotional, you know, so emotionally charged.
Uh-huh.
That,
a lot of people invested in this shit. On both sides, too.
No, without question.
One of my best friends.
That in his phone. That's the thing. He didn't want to type it in his phone. Wi-Fi.
It might come true.
It might come true.
I have a good pal I talk to once a week, and he gets very, very touchy, man. If I bring anything up like that,
you gotta relax.
I'm cool.
I have a business.
Sorry.
What I do is I do web hosting and things of that nature. And I actually do web hosting for quite a few websites, and some are quite large. And some are very politically driven, and everything from right-wing conservative to the far-left socialists. And one in particular that I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's called Stormfront.
Nah,
really?
So I web host for Stormfront, and I put in a lot of my I put some of my 2 cents in that too. I have quite a few articles that I've written, but it's I try to stay very. I'm more of a liberal right wingist, if that makes sense. When I don't want to offend people, but have you guys ever heard of Stormfront?
No.
We've been over that. No.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get a chance, you guys look that up. It's really interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff.
All
right. And I know it's kind of weird being, you know, a right wing. I'm kind of a right wing liberal, if that makes sense.
That's,
you know,
yeah.
I'm all about white power, and but I don't want to offend blacks or Mexicans. Yeah. I don't want to offend anybody either.
He's an asshole.
You should have made that. You should have made that your code.
Now, hold on just a minute here.
Yeah.
So you're a white supremist.
Yeah, uh-huh. but a very liberal white supremacist, meaning I want to be respectful.
Liberal white supremacist.
All right.
Yeah, have you guys heard of that? It's kind of a movement now, too. I have.
I'm a God-fearing atheist.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that are black, Mexican, and not all that, so... And
well,
they
I'm
know
sure
why.
You do.
Kind of,
I'm sure your
yeah,
best friends are black.
Gesundheit!
Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
I'm on Wikipedia, man. You're a white supremacist, anti-Semitic, Holocaust denial, and neo-Nazi.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't believe in any of that, too. I don't believe that many Jews died. I just feel like it was, you know, 3 million.
Oh, Holocaust denial.
Oh, okay.
Just about 3
million.
Million.
It wasn't
that was about
6, it was 3 million.
No, when they start saying, like, you know, the 5 million, that's
what's
crazy.
The
that would be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, I like your sound bites, though. Those are
that's our Hitler!
There you go. Yeah, they sound good. I mean...
I have one thing to say here. Fuck white supremacists and the fucking donkey ass they fucking rode in on. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. It's time to yodel!
Yodel!
Hell fucking yeah.
Start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
I can't find the cue. hell? Where the fuck's the yodel? I must have misdone it, man. All right, let's do this.
You little lady.
What wasn't clear about go fuck yourself? How do I boot this asshole, man? Let's see. I don't know how this works now, man. Anyway. Recola. You there, but Gumby? Hello, Gumby. I'm all alone. He's going, oh, now he's going to fuck my mother. You there, Gumby?
Yahoo!
What has gone wrong?
Oh, okay. What happened?
I don't know. I lost the cue for the yodel. So.
Oh, okay. I went to take a quick test. I thought you were having a yodel going.
I know. I'd like to put the bad game. Let's take way out of this jackass to the fucking yodel, man. He's what, you know. How do I boot him, man? Ah, there we go. Is that it? Did we get him?
Yep. He's got such a nice name, Terry Diddy. Who's the host?
How do you fucking get rid of these dicks? Anyway. Fuck your mother's fags, nope. Okay, whatever, dude. How do you get rid of them, man? Trash them?
I got yours offline.
Huh?
And it's just blocking it. I see he's still writing, but I got a block saying user is offline. Is that you?
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you offline?
Cool. So I did fuck him up then.
No,
ignore.
Really. I can see in the background he's still typing. For some reason I'm blocked. I got this big black thing right in front of the chat room.
Yeah. Why are these people so full of hatred, man?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Just that, man. You know what? I bet you his mommy didn't love him.
Something.
I don't know, man. How do I get rid of... Oh, okay, he's got like a banning thing on him. Okay. Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know where the liberal party of him is. Where the hell is that?
You got me, man. Must be the part where he had his best friend's a black guy or something.
Yeah.
That was cool. He's calling back.
Only 3 million Jews.
Only, well, yeah. I mean, what's a few million Jews between friends? Well, these people do exist, Ted.
Not what you know about, Theodore.
Nah. Trumpers, man. These are sick fucking people, man. So I urge you. Now, Gumby, are you going to go out and register to vote, for Christ's sake?
That phone call. No. I'm done with it. I give up. I'm done with it. I'm going to move to Busan. I want to hit the lottery and move to South Korea. That's my goal.
Keeps calling back in like I'm gonna connect him up. I'm not going to give voice to your fucking putrid shit. My God. You're a fucking asshole. Pray to God or something, man. Or anything. I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do when you're that full of fucking vile ideas and twisted fucking shit, but man, dude, you need to rethink your whole life, man. Starting like right now. You know?
That's
what the
right.
fuck indeed, Dr. Cake?
No way to live. No way to live. I can't read anything. I'm blocked here. User is offline.
I don't know. I was clicking buttons. I don't know how this new chat room kills people. Natty's! Because I'd like to boot his fucking dumb titties out of there. Keeps calling back in. I'm going to fall for
shit,
a different
bro.
Area code. Probably his buddy, Adolf Eichmann. No, what, man? Nazis are not welcome here. Seriously, Nazis are not welcome here, man.
No.
This is my playground, and I will tell you, man. Ain't welcome.
This isn't Spokane, California. Spokane,
yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's gonna be fun.
Yes, it is.
Someday.
Well,
oh, look at this.
Three
callers on there now. God damn. He really wants to fucking talk. I gave you your fucking voice, man. And you pooped on it. So.
I can't
gummy.
Type anything in. So, good night, Cake. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Cake. Good night, everybody. And good night to all the fucking Nazis. And go
Nazi
fuck
you.
Yourself. And go fuck yourself. Energize!
Espresso.